Winds are calm today. You can see each individual blade as it turns. The wind turbine at Upper Valley JVS is like a futuristic version of the windmill on Granddad's farmstead, except this one's in a parking lot. The turbine supplies power to classrooms and gives hands-on experience to the students inside. They're studying wind power.
So we've got 350 kilowatt hours.
I decided I wasn't ready to give up and retire. So I just decided I was going to start another career, and this is where I was going to start.
Gary Williams lost his job in the automotive industry over a year ago. Now he's a student in what has become the most popular program the JVS offers. Williams says there's a lot to learn, but he's hopeful.
There's a lot of things starting to happen in Ohio. We've seen companies that have been around a long time, and they're starting to look at alternative energies, and so they're starting to learn, and they're starting to grow. So I see a lot of growth. It's exciting. It really is.
We're providing a workforce that is transitional.
That's Art Bowser. He coordinates the adult programs at the JVS. The students here are training for jobs like energy auditing, installing solar panels in homes, or maintaining big wind farms. But that's only the beginning. Bowser says there's no reason the Miami Valley can't actually manufacture things like wind turbines and solar cells as well.
You can build a car transmission, you can build a wind turbine transmission just as easily. That's what we mean when we say, well, today's green jobs are the same as yesterday's regular jobs. We just have a new mindset when we do it.
Local business owner Ray Davis agrees. He's the president of Ohio Green Wind, a turbine distributor.
Our workforce is fantastic for this.
Davis sold the JVS their wind turbine. Right now, he's showing me around his new warehouse space in Tip City. It used to be a tool and die shop, just like hundreds in the Miami Valley, where traditional machine parts were made. But now it's filling up with turbine parts in giant wooden crates.
We're probably going to have another shipment coming in pretty soon.
So there's actually a turbine inside here.
Yeah, yeah. You want to take a look?
When Ray opens the crate, it's like looking under the hood of a car. A really big car. The engine inside is what's called the turbine head. This one will likely go atop a tower at a local elementary school. As a salesman, Davis is in touch with manufacturers every day. Most of them are overseas.
I would like to see more manufacturers take a harder look at Ohio because I think we have the resources and employees that would fit the bill for just about any particular turbine.
Miami County is working to attract those manufacturers. Here's Piqua's Economic Development Director, Bill Murphy.
The number one stumbling block is figuring out if we're going to have a federal renewable energy standard that helps us realize this market. I think without that commitment, I'm not sure that this market is ever going to fully materialize.
It's Murphy's job to look at the long term. But back at the JVS, things are moving forward. Program coordinator Art Bowser says he thinks job prospects are good. But you can't build a new industry overnight.
It appears that the future is very good and will only continue to get better over the next, well, many years, probably at least 20 years as this new industry evolves. And we're going to see some good times for Ohio. At least that's what we believe.
The current group of students will graduate in December. Charlotte Weaver is among them. She hopes to land a job as an energy auditor. She was laid off from her job in a machine shop after 12 years.
It's going to take a long time for everybody to get back to work, and hopefully some of us will get those green jobs.
For WISO, I'm Sarah Buckingham.